West West, y'all.
Here's Ola. Oh, he's away from one, away from another. Look at this!
It's been a while. Welcome back to the 135 Footy Show, part of the WesWesNet network, proudly brought to you by them. And go to the website, check out all our other podcasts. Joined by a loyal fan and our WesWes columnist, Simon Amani. How's it going, mate?
What's up, Marlos? Going well, bro.
Been a while, mate. You're MIA. We had a good season, good season of episodes there. We kind of went missing in action after the grand final, bro.
Missed the
Loss. I don't want to bring it up, but
missed the grand final.
Obviously, it's taken a while to get back.
Yeah, no, you know, just broke mahi on the evenings, but Yeah, bro, no, it was good. Got over that, as you can imagine, bro. It was disappointing final, but. Moose, what about the sports we've had since, man? It's been a nice time of the year, eh? It's like, we're coming into spring now, and got all these internationals on the footy field, the World Cup, kiri-kiki, it's all happening, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. There's been a lot going on. Yeah, before we jump into the footy, there's been a lot of league as well. Probably front of mind, bro. How are you dealing with the All Blacks game that happened Saturday, just finished, man? The
final of the Rugby World Cup, and
All Blacks versus South Africa.
What a game, bro. And I've got to say, I really just kind of took interest. I think it's the usual thing with these World Cups. It's a bit of a bore during the build-up rounds, you know, when they're the pool play, sorry. And it was, Fiji, I think their game with their upset was probably one of the rare ones that stood out, but it was a usual Samoan boys. I think they did really well in terms of improving each game as they went on through the tournament, bro. I got pretty interested when they were playing, bro, and it was good to see them improve. They didn't start off too well, but it's the usual It's the usual plight, eh, also, of our Pacific brothers. I don't know if anyone read a good article in the West.
It's, John Campbell's wrote up.
I wrote up in the West. And I mentioned it about just this lack of competition that kind of hinders us, bro. And no excuses. But I think we do have the talent. We have enough talent. Playing around the world to shake it up and at the very least make the quarterfinals. But, man, like I mentioned, bro, in the article, man, Samoa only played, like, 13 games between World Cups, man. What's that, like, 4 or 5 games a year? And it's hard to create, team dynamics, playing together. They pretty much get put together in this World Cup, but man, the boys shared a lot of fuck with, man. The England game was amazing. One of the best, one of the most drama filled games I've watched. Only because it was us and the boys, and we got fucking almost like the similar with the World Cup. Drama.
Especially getting
we got
up for it,
like bullshit calls.
Yeah. Leading up to it, you know, you weren't sure if the boys had it in them. And to get up for that game, it was like, these guys are.
So
they're gonna do it,
bro. And such amazing rugby that the boys pulled out, man. Like when they got that, like just let the ball fly and attack from nowhere, take no prisoners.
Yeah, just
and
they were smashing
you
in
the rucks too,
good
man.
To see too. Yeah.
Similar with, I think, with the Southern Hemisphere and our style, the refs. Because we're quite attacking on our defense. And I think sometimes when we're in that position, bro, when we're down low and, like, it's any gray area, bro, tends to go their way, man. Like, especially we got these Northern Hemisphere. And you see the funnel, bro. That was a big
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing. We spoke about it in the 135 show earlier in the year. just the, you know, there's no intention there. Like the,
no.
It's only because he's come on a bit earlier than he's expecting. You know, he's obviously going to get lower in the tackle, but he's changed his line and now he's a lot
but
higher.
I think that's,
you know,
that's come still up one before thing. He's expecting that. Us, the Islander boys, we're still getting pinged for that stuff. Hey, and we got a lot of that. And still, there were some shockers, man. There's a lot of shockers. So that game, bro, I loved the Ireland All Blacks game. I really loved that. I was at back home for that. There was some quick action. Just one of the games of the year. But
that Moanga tried that. I mean, the one he set up.
Yeah.
That inside. That was a nice move from him.
So, I think if you compare games with the World Cup final, I think the effort is the same. It's there. But being in a final and with South Africa compared to Ireland, we didn't get that time. We didn't get that time on that advantage line. I think all night we lost to South Africa in the collisions, man. I think where we opened them up was up on the outsides, man, when Moanga was able to get that ball out there, beat them on the outsides because they were coming up and in, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what forced the kicking game because I was getting real frustrated with the amount of kicking we were doing, but maybe that was like you're saying, that they're outside in.
But I just think when we lost Kane, then straight away, we kind of had to adjust attacking-wise. We almost lost the, not the ability, but to get the ball going out and to lose your open side flicker, if you want to fucking fly the ball around and hit the midfield and hit the edges. Because I think it was the first ball they got, they went straight to the edges, hit the winger,
yeah,
and they were going across the coast.
A bit more open now, yeah.
But there was nothing really direct, and I think every time that we tried to up in the inside, South Africa dominated, bro. So I don't think we adjusted in time. Like when we lost Kane, I think we should have muscled up even more. I thought Foster was a bit slow on the getting some of that our big boys off the bench going in, man. Like because I didn't think we had the those power runners to really make inroads, you know.
What do you think of the Aaron Smith call? Bring him off a bit early there. I thought he was one of the better players during the whole game.
Oh no! Well, looking back, yeah, at the time, yeah, but looking back, I didn't think we lost too much. I thought Lafoy, our Blues man, was still quality. He came and he passed the ball well. I thought maybe. Why fighting on? Let's see, halfback. What's the Fainuku? He's a bit bigger. He would have been better to come off the bench. One of those, like, Marshall type. Because it's kind of same when we have them, eh? Like, Christie and, what's his name? One of the all-time greats. And we're losing him. A halfback, one of the all-time great All Blacks, probably up there, bro. Hey, one of our best. What do you think, bro? Like me, him, and Bishop, hey, one on two.
Yeah.
I think maybe Smith with his years longevity, but how you rate him?
Nah, I think he's just the professionals. The way he went about his work, I think that was one thing. Like he kind of came in a shadow and then just worked hard, kind of made his own.
I would have liked to see him run a bit in the final, eh?
Yeah.
But maybe that's just opportunities.
Game plan?
Our picking games were nothing, bro. So they were reading us one off the rock. These little morning things we're doing. Fuck, we're making no inroads, man.
Yeah, I
so
don't we should know. Have maybe that's the thing. Maybe they were reading it. Because, yeah, maybe that was the frustration that kept leading to kicks. Because it was a totally different game plan. You know, that first set on the Island game when they were just hitting and just rolling straight away. And I was waiting for them to do that. But, yeah, no, it was just trying to play field position and just work off
the
different.
But it wasn't so much because we weren't making inroads, but it was also the slow ball. So then you think, okay, but we'll play it tough. We'll do that. We'll do the dog down, first five, ruck, maul. Get us down there, no mistake, and just force the mistake. through your backs. But we didn't do that, bro. We still try to push it. And I thought we were just lacking a little bit of composure in the crucial time. So we lost those two crucial lineouts at the beginning of the in the first half. We were digging up a lot of ball. But do you remember the hooker? I don't know what to blame the hooker, but anyway, because lost lineouts.
Yeah, then we got some good position and we lost
the team. Yeah. But we were a bit slow bringing on Samisoni, man. I thought he's a good runner, bro. You should have brought him on a bit earlier.
Well, I think Dane Cole is off. That's why they're kind of trying to give him that send-off. But
yeah,
bro, that was crucial, the boys that lineup. So well. Like, that was like
I don't wanna bark on
a game changer.
Yeah, the boys did a really good rap, eh? With the counter run, but just as an All Black fan, you have to watch it again, like, and just appreciate that South Africa took their chances, man. And when it came down to it, we missed the kicks. Yeah. They got all their kicks. Oh, my case.
Yeah, I think it takes a week to try and get through that game before you can comment fairly on it.
Yeah, and we had our opportunities, bro. It is a World Cup. To drop goal.
End of the day, World Cup only comes every 4 years, and you do what you got to do to win it. So, yeah, you can try and play a game plan, look flashy, and try and be positive rugby. But if it's not going that, if the ball's not dropping that way, then
you have to adapt.
If you don't want someone telling you 4 more years, then you got to do whatever it takes.
But with their lead up, and with a lot of people not giving them. Like Stacey, for example, I've got a lot of footage on my phone of Stacey not backing them. He picked Ireland to beat them. And he has really been a bit of a Foster hater.
I heard the boys too, their breakdown on the counter.
It hasn't been a good build-up.
I didn't agree, though.
But where they ended up, man, awesome. Awesome. It just showed that we did have the talent.
No, what that shows is that the allure of the All Black jersey has been lost to people. The fact that we can go, it's been a bloody good season from what we expected them to do. The fact that we don't expect the All Blacks to win a World Cup goes to show that, we were lucky to get out of the pool runs. We were lucky to make through the fact that we're here and appreciating what Foster's done kind of represents where the All Blacks are in world rugby.
They'll always be, and I think what makes them so good and what makes them well-respected is that, bro,
As soon as you start saying lockdowns, you're loving what Foster's doing, that's why this guy's arrived.
And I'm glad that Uso's joined us.
He's got
because I've got his back.
He listens. This guy's a Foster lover now.
And I wasn't a Foster hater, but I was a Foster questioner. Wow. I was a Foster questioner.
Why are they coming into a rugby league card and someone's talking about rugby? He doesn't want to come on the counter rack and all of a sudden he's talking rugby.
We'll throw it to you soon, Rog. But I just want to make this point that what makes us great and what makes us like the allure of that jersey is that every game is a must win. And that's why Foster was under pressure because it's not like South Africa just every 4 years. Peak. For us, we expect All Blacks to win every game. Hey, like, no excuses. Like, not we should anymore. Be winning 100%. And we're still the fucking most not dominant. We're still anymore. The most dominant team in history ever of sports. So, where the boys ended up, hats off, man. Like, I'm proud. That was a cool final. Disappointing because it was right there. We couldn't have won it, but yeah. Welcome, Rog. This is the 135.
This is the footy show. You have not come to the wrong station, mate.
We're just doing a quick.
The sun is coming in. Someone's wearing a Broncos jersey, and we're talking rugby union. And drinking Victoria.
We're just talking about general sports.
This guy wanted to just do a little general sports since he's.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He doesn't want to talk about his final. So he wants to talk about everyone else's.
Enough of the rugby and Rogers had.
Hold on, I can't just come in and then you have your spiel about rugby and then all of a sudden you say that's enough about rugby. Holy heck! What Mickey Mouse footy show is this?
Tune into Counter Ruck if anyone wants to hear Rogers' point about rugby.
Can you take control of this pod? Can you take control of your guest?
I quickly recap, Rog. I just went through how the Ireland teams went and just what the All Blacks faced. And they had a rough, probably the roughest build-up, eh? But that's the way it has to be, bro. The the public want Selo Pesene wins. And I thought maybe some of the criticism may be over the top, but it was warranted, bro. Everyone in the coach's seat gets it. Laurie Mayne's got it back in the days. Alex Wiley, John Hart.
We touched on slightly on the counter ruck, Simon. I think it's more, for me, it was like, yep, okay, it may have been warranted. The results may have not gone Foster's way in his tenure in regards to a few losses to teams that we probably normally would have beaten. But then, as you can refer to the counter ruck, but maybe a little plug there, but it's also the global game in terms of Ireland, even Argentina to a degree, Scotland, the Wales. They'd all improved. And so
everyone's catching up, Eagles.
Exactly. So it was always going to be a tough ask for any team that Foster was able to select, because even though we consider them the best players that we observe in the Southern Hemisphere on a regular basis in the competitions that we watch them play in the Super, in the Bledisloe with Australia, that's all we can sort of base it on, as opposed to, we don't measure it against the Northern Hemisphere because we only see the Northern Hemisphere if you were to follow the Six Nations. We don't see them playing their regular club season, so we can only say that Adi Savea is the best in the world. And sure enough, there's not many that can probably that are probably superior than him in getting that World 15 Player of the Season is a telling indication of that. But I guess at the same time, we don't see the Northern Hemisphere players enough in their respective competitions, whether it be the top 14 in France or the Premiership in So it's hard to measure, you know, what kind of players we're going to be coming up against, and hard to measure the development that they're having in their respective competitions leading into any of the international seasons, and then let alone a World Cup. So, but we do see them enough when we do play. Like, we had the privilege of seeing the Bundiarkis of the world take on the All Blacks in a recent series, and it's that series.
Well, do you think it's like now, if you look at the results, that the Southern Hemisphere teams, I'm not saying dominated, but they've had the most representation in those final spots. Does that mean when you go to the domestic competitions, then it's a false narrative that all the best players are playing in the French and the Northern Hemisphere comps, because we've lost South Africa, Australia are playing quite Gaia, so we really, Australia and New Zealand teams are kicking ass against each other. They're only really just losing to each other, and it's like, but it still shows that South Africa, who they're an anomaly too. Hey, that's got to throw up a spanner in the works, because now they've had a year in the Northern comp.
But at the same time, you know, with those. Again, something that we've spoken about on the counter ruck is that the teams with the French having such a lucrative sort of domestic competition in the top 14 and then their respective the second division in France, and then you can go as far as the Premiership and Championships in England, is that despite the fact that they've got really good competitions, heaps of money there for players, but it filters down the availability or the players' resources that they have for their respective national sides, because like the EPL, the English Premier League in football, it's inundated with so many foreign players that it makes it an exciting competition domestic-wise. And that, but then it takes away of how many players can they choose for England, how many players can they choose for France. So that they compromise their national side by having a really a spectacle of a domestic competition. And it's something that we here in New Zealand don't necessarily have, because we have the luxury of having all our players playing here, then the odd foreigner, albeit from Fiji, Australia, playing in our super teams. So not necessarily, and then, you know, and that's where Argentina may have improved with the inclusion of Aguares in the super a few seasons ago, as well as the rugby championship with Los Pumas are involved.
But we definitely need to be where Argentina is. Do you think it's more important for our international team to play more tests, or do you think we need like get like a real, like what Moana Pacifica is providing, like getting our professional players local here?
Well, Argentina is a classic example. Argentina is an example of that. because similar to Samoa, they don't have a professional domestic competition. It's amateur in Argentina. Los Pumas play all professional in the European teams, in the European competitions in top 14, or even in the English Premiership. Not necessarily as a team. See, that's the thing. They just play, they're littered throughout the French and the English competition in different club teams, just like the Samoa players, just like the Georgian players. So they don't have a domestic competition performing.
With Moana Pacifica, they've only really, you know, it's been their first year. So I think with having that local and then having a lot of players playing overseas, man, if they can spring up a lot of tests against Southern Hemisphere teams, I think they should open it up, like New Zealand, Australia, Samoa, Fiki.
Yeah, it's just giving them more games. I guess that's the same. Yeah,
that's the five. The Pacific Championship.
Yeah.
Like, cause, you know, Australia, sorry, as well, obviously. Oh, so that's our six. That's the new Six Nations, bro.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Moana Pacifica go a long way in developing, you know, players that are available to play for Tonga and Samoa, and then even the odd Fijian play. But you see what the draw has done for Fiji, and then the Rugby World Cup is the big knock there.
If the island teams can play, and it might just start with the first 2-3 years, us getting spanked. But if we can play the All Blacks 3 times a year, or 2 times a year.
There's no money in it. So there's a lot to gain for Samoa to be playing the All Blacks on a regular basis. But what do the All Blacks get out of it? The All Blacks don't really get, there's no money in it for them. Obviously, it brings about debt. So you talk about that 2018 test that they took to Apia. Samoa are still paying it off.
But what else are they doing? Is this going to be a three-person comp? Argentina, South Africa, New Zealand? Oh, four. See, those four, we need to be on the same level as those guys.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's
being tier two.
So we need to be playing.
They always use that, bro. Professional. And I think Samoa kind of is a small market. They're not going to make as much money, bro, but they definitely have the support back home. They could have, like, local Eden Park games, bro, or Mount Smart games, or take it somewhere else, like Western Sydney. Hey, like, you use the example that the tour have done. Of course, the majority games back home, but I think that's the one thing that's been biting the Samoan, plus our administration there. These island teams are going to get their work together, because that's all they need, man, to be competitive at World Cups, is just to play teams, be in these tournaments.
That's it.
Play tier one, because
otherwise you're just preparing for a Rugby World Cup at a Rugby World Cup in the pool play.
Okay. And it's just not enough.
But we still do well when we get there as well. Look at Vicky, upsets.
Do well, but you imagine, you know, a couple of pods ago we spoke about how Samoa have only played 12 tests in between World Cups, and only two of those against tier one nations. So that's therein lies the problem. We're not getting the exposure to top tier one teams. Italy get it by default, being in that Six Nations competition. So you imagine the amount of games that they get within the Six Nations every year. Samoa only played two tier one nations within that.
I think it's both codes.
To me, it's sad that we're like behind Georgia and, like you said, Italy. Those two teams, well, Italy's been But just, you know, from where we started, when you see the 91 World Cup, man, like, we haven't really progressed from there, bro. We're still the small little island just punching above its weight.
Yep.
And most of that, that's down to the lack of a proper administration, bro. Just kind of greedy guys over the years.
Yep. I mean, we can point the finger, but then what are they doing moving forward? And then big slap in the face before the World Cup was even finished. They even mentioned this new World League, and Samoa are not even a part of it. So, and then the relegation.
Yeah,
relegation doesn't take place until 2032. What's that about?
They voted.
Samoa voted for it. Canada voted for it, and then they don't get included. I don't know, bro.
It's I support the boys, but I don't want it to be like just the World Cup thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's really only when we get kind of hyped up. I don't want to be sad, but when they do the Pacific Nations Cup, man, it's not really interesting to me, eh? Like,
that's it. Look how many, stuff. Just again, more tier two teams.
Missing a lot.
There's more tier two teams in there. So, again, how many World Cup, how many tier one teams are we going to play before the next World Cup? Is it going to be the same story? We might play 15 teams, even with this new Pacific Cup, but then it's not regular enough. These Pacific Championships don't last enough. You look at the Rugby Championship and when it was the Tri-Nations, that competition has stood the test of time, similar to the Six Nations, but they keep on changing and amending who's in this Pacific Cup. We've had Australia A, New Zealand Māori, New Zealand A, all being a part of it. It's not a regular competition. It changes every year, almost. So, yeah, we're just getting the scraps. A lot of the island teams are getting the scraps, but hopefully with what Moana Pacifica is doing, similar to what the draw have included, it's really launched Fiji into, you know, into a good place. And you just have to look at the Rugby World Cup to see there was 18 of those players in that World Cup squad for Fiji that were included and that were part of the draw.
But So that's a massive step.
The
evidence is there. It's looking good for the Moana Pacifica team as well. So the evidence is there that you keep a good solid group of Islander boys together and they cause, you know, create a bit of harmony and stuff.
The risk of that is that there's always that percentage. You know, the small percentage that will deflect to be available for New Zealand or any other tier one team. You look at Levi O'Moore.
Yeah.
Levi O'Moore's now gone to Crusaders. He's turned down Fiji and Samoa for this current World Cup or the World Cup that's just been. He's obviously got his eyes set on, you know, being available for the All Blacks and being eligible, and I think he'll get his shot next year. But there's always going to be the odd player like that who hasn't been capped by any team and is in a bit of no man's land. But if New Zealand, if New Zealand deem them good enough, despite the fact they're playing for the draw or playing for Moana Pacifica, you know, if the carrot's big enough.
I think that's a good point when it comes to both codes. Like, and league is a bit more. I think when it leagues, it's a bit more noticeable because they're a little bit looser with their call of forms, bro. But when you like, not question, but when someone has like options to play, and then we're all in this boat because we, you know, our parents were our immigrants, bro, to these lands. We're first generation, you know, islanders. So many of us and our kids are gonna have that options, bro. And then like people were commemorating about what happened in the league, bro, with the, some of the Kiwi boys. They are like, oh no, this guy was going to the Manu Brown. And man, that's a personal thing, and I don't attack any of the boys that want to play for whoever they think. You look at the Kangaroos team.
Yeah.
You can have a Balangi view on it. It's like, well, man, they're born and raised here in Australia. They learn all that, blah, 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 blah. Yep. But for us, it's our kākō reason we want to play for Samoa or Tonga or Fiki. Because for us, like, I don't know, for us in the general terms, because everyone's got their own reasons. But for some of us, that means a lot, bro. But what I question, especially what's happening in league, is league's got the options, like, Hamiso last year played for Toa, now this year he's playing for Kangaroos and Whamanu Brown. So, God, that's the credibility of that. At least for Union, it kind of gives the Usos and Tokos options, eh? Because, you know, we look back home, man, New Zealand, we're all brought up there, we learn our rugby there, and it's our dream to be All Black. But if that don't happen, you're still in a good position 3 years to play for another team. Oh, I'll do it. My son wants to do that, and he played 40. I'll good on you. But it's always hard to question someone's level of...
It's a hard one because until Rugby League fix that loophole, and it's a loophole that they've allowed, to, as long as that's the international rules that you can play for a different country, then there's no stand-down period or there's no... It's not as tight as what Rugby Union, because once upon a time, Rugby Union were there, and you have to go... You just go back to the 91 World Cup and 95 World Cup, and you've seen players that were part of the Samoan side, and then 4 years later, the the playing for the Auckland. Frank Bunce is part of that. Lama Yeremia, Officer Tanuku. So, and that was the rulings back then, and then only to be halted when Joel Evanderi, who, you know, played at the 95 World Cup, and then for 3 years he had to be stood down before he was eligible to play for the All Blacks. They don't have that quite now. It's just some, and then you're within those rules where one country for life. But now we find ourselves gone full circle to where the guys like Malakai Fikitoa have now been able to, and Stephen Luatua, to name a couple, have been able to, you know, have played their time in the All Black jersey. But with, after having a 3 year stand down, they can now play for a Tier 2 nation. So
I kind of relaxed my view on that, because I'll probably admit to being one of those point the finger guy, like, guy, you fucking played for Tua Samoa last year. No, when I, you know, because Hamiso, I was like, fuck, I'm missing him, eh? Like, it'd be perfect to have him in Crichton at fullback, but he's another kid, like, probably brought up in, I don't know his personal story, but I'm going to assume, brought up in Australia, and just having that, what the Kangaroos jersey would mean to him, and like, man, that's a fucking really, in terms of world sport, and Kangaroos jersey is one of the prestigious teams to play in, bro. Mm. And so I don't want to knock him, bro. He wasn't good enough last year, but he put his fuckle down on the line for Samoa. Yeah.
But that's why I find it's rich that Mal Meninga's come out wanting to change the eligibility rules, because
when he's not benefiting.
Yeah, because now that they say that these players are deflecting over to the Pacific Island teams, behold, some of these guys played for the Pacific team before they've come across to play for New Zealand and Australia.
So we see it everywhere. Kiwi, Samoa. So now I'm like, I'm just relaxed, bro, because I'm like, man,
hopefully, if my son stays in it, and that era, whatever generation,
you've got the
opportunity, use it,
bro.
Imagine heaps of those Samoan boys
wouldn't get to see them. That's why it was awesome. As soon as Jason Tomalolo and then the others deflected and followed his lead, even after Sita, when they came across, and that made it such a memorable rugby world.
Well, the Tongans started it, man. Yeah. And I always give it to the Penrith boys because they've stayed solid.
Mm.
And they probably had opportunities to, if Tol was available for Kangaroos, he's an easy starter for the Kangaroos. Crichton as well, man. So I give it down to those boys, but even some of the other ones that ripped Tol last year, a couple of years, and now they're in the Kiwis and the Kangaroos. Bro, I don't take it away from them, bro. Yeah, they've earned that jersey.
Mm-hmm. All the while, Josh Schuster's still trying to get himself right.
They're not picking more. Well, he wasn't available.
Still doing his business.
We needed a half, man. And we'll probably talk about that later.
Nice wrap of the rugby. Bye. Thanks, Rog, for... go check out the rest of the counter ruck if you guys want to get a full lowdown on the Rugby World Cup final.
This is the 1v5 footy show.
The games there.
I was talking to Stacey and
let's jump over to the cricket. The Cricket World Cup is going as well. Before we get into the Pacific Cup, Champion Cup happening with the league. You catching that cricket, Si? I know you're a big cricketer fan, mate.
Right, big time, man. And, man, a couple of weeks ago, we were facing a good trifecta of Rugby World Cup, All Blacks possibly winning. After this Friday night, it was an awesome game where just the round robin play, but Black Caps had to chase 288, bro. It's not the record, but it's quite high in a 50-over game. Man, they come short, like, 5 runs, bro. They're down to the last ball of the game. They needed 6 to win the game. But to chase down 188 and just come up 5 runs short was awesome, man. But it was just one of these games that just keep you on the edge of your seat. It was like toe for toe. They'd, like, lose a few wickets, get a few runs. But, man, they showed I think it was a Friday, before the game, or like Sunday was the World Cup game.
Did it overlap with the Kiwis game at the same time? Yeah.
Friday night,
Yeah, that's right. So they're doing all right, bro. Black Caps, they're fourth at the moment, I think. Come down to between them and Pakistan, who they're playing next But I think the top four, the top three, India, South Africa, and Australia are in there, and they're still in a position to, because they just play each other once and then the semifinals.
Two.
So, and so they've had a good, they've made the semifinals probably the last three or four World Cups, the Black Caps. So, it's, it's been good. Good time of the year, Eagles. Different internationals. You catch that boxing? You wouldn't have.
The Tyson Fury fight or the
That was another disappointing game. A couple weeks before that, all these leagues were playing each other.
Yeah,
that was probably the
Battle of the Reef.
The night we had, but that was the night we had
the same night.
No stag, but bro. Interesting to see, how some of these guys, Junior Polo, man, smashed, the old Broncos prop. He put him to sleep, but...
Oh, true. I didn't see it.
Oh.
The Big Panda. Yeah. They call him, the White Rhino, they call him. But, Nice look, good.
Did you see Solomona. You see that highlight uppercut on Jared Wallace?
No.
You just see something fly out. It looked like his teeth. They're like,
Jared Wallace, man.
Are you sure, man? It was like a huge uppercut. You just see it's like something that looked like teeth go flying.
Was it his mouth guard?
I see it. Maybe his mouth guard exploded into bits. But
must have been his chemist warehouse mouth guard.
But Bahia Junior was on there, and he was, like, hyping up. And then one of my good mates, Frank Amaro, I want to give him a shout-out. Milo Frank. The main event with Bahia Junior. So that was he looked good. That was the start of his boxing career, bro. And he beat Frank Amaro, Gold Coast locals here. He's
rugby league.
Frank Amaro.
He's left, bro. Your man, TPJ. You had big hopes for in the origin, remember?
Surprise TPJ.
Well, he was running his mouth on there too. Like he's got the goods. He looked pretty strong, man. Yeah. But he's got the goods as in
the best to a boxing career because he ain't gonna be wanting to take all instructions by a captain or a coach, mate.
That's what he was saying,
mate.
But you think they'll ever bring back that, bring up that Gallon Sunny Bill? Because I think they're still young enough to go,
Nah, man.
I
think
Gallon's got that for it.
Nah.
Oh, Gallon's had
it. Ship sailed, man.
Yeah. But, bro, that's pretty much the only really sports stuff. There's been a lot going on, bro, but it's been good the last 2 weeks, though, bro. Some good footy. Good footy, like, the last 2 weeks. Seeing the tour.
Yeah, did you go to that game, Rog? Did you make the game?
The Kiwis go at it.
No, I didn't go.
Yeah.
And I went with a lot of the LEC crew, the kids in it.
Yeah.
We definitely won the Battle of the Footer. That's if you
able to. That's what I love about it. That's what I
hate. What's cool about it, though? We've got the following, man. There's a lot of bases where they could base themselves as a team. Like, always sell out at Eden Park, man. You have a big game against the Kiwis there. Yeah. Even over here, like Brisbane and down Sydney.
Just seen the atmosphere. Enjoying the game. Yeah, I know.
That's where.
Because that's the thing. Where, like, you look at
that's where it ended, even to the
loss. 50-0 loss. Everyone's still, enjoying the parade, cruising around. Bro, Sunday morning after the ABs was like a funeral. It's like, oh man.
I was just waiting for the 40 Show podcast so I can put in my prediction. But, you guys were still lamenting your season. But all I wanted to say.
I didn't think that was.
All I wanted to say is that it was going to be either we were going to win by five or we were going to.
But does that reflect the same thing as what you were talking about in the union?
We got
The World Cup tour did awesome because they built their team around the World Cup. You know, like you're saying, Rog, having those games leading up to it, what made them better and better as they went.
Mm. Well, that's the thing, because I don't think, I'm not too sure about the state of the international game. Mm-hmm. You know, the international game's always played second fiddle to the NRL or the Super League up in the Northern Hemisphere. So you look at the amount of internationals that are played, even for the Kangaroos, there's not many. And so you go to your most experienced of your Kangaroos players or even your Kiwis, you know, that they don't get the same amount of games and tests like the rugby equivalent. So you look at someone like Ruben Wiki, I think he finished on 55 tests for the Kiwis, and that's the most. And so Kangaroos might be similar. I'll be surprised to see anyone that is around the 50. Not many will be around the 50 mark. That's because there's not as many tests. And then when they do have tests, it's only the odd tests against Samoa, against Great Britain or England. The odd one against France or Kiwis. But then
it doesn't even compare to Union A.
Yeah.
The international game.
Yeah. And the international calendar in rugby league, what the most games that are played is when it's Rugby World Cup. Yeah. So otherwise, it's hardly, because it's such a long season for their respective club competitions, especially the NRL and the Super League. So there's no window for it. Unless it's a World Cup. And I think I think what helps is that the rugby league season in the Northern Hemisphere is the same calendar. So they play the whole season within the 1 year. It doesn't go half like the rugby union calendar.
So it's still played winter there, or
no?
How do they fit it in the?
Yeah. From what I recall.
Or just a shorter season.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now. I think they do. They go through.
Well, it's coming into their summer. Yeah, you're right, Roger, because they play in the summer, but it's coming into the winter now.
Yeah.
But I think with the Tongans and the British, or England at least, there's four decent teams there that can carry. They can carry a good composition. You throw Fiji in there. Hey, so Kiwis, because it's always ever been just three teams in it, bro. But they need the Pacific Island countries to step up, because let's face it, bro. France used to be all right, but they don't even feature these days. And it's not worldly, bro, like Union, bro. You get all these. It's kind of like.
We're the same.
It's kind of like Union, but let's face it, bro. A World Cup for league. It's fucking cricket scores during pool play, bro.
Yeah.
It's all these guys who are playing on New South Wales Cup, and they represent Greece all these other countries.
Players coming all over the world from Cup.
Yeah.
But I think
what we were talking about before, with player availability, definitely Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji can go toe-to-toe on the same level definitely 100%, if we have all 100%, like, Samoans available to them first before they play for Kangaroos or Kiwis.
Yeah.
But it's with the league, it just comes down to, you know, the players' own local and their choice and who they want. And we're in such a good state of rugby league where a lot of our players are in the best positions, bro. They're one of the best players in the world, you know. And so if we can get some of these guys with the game against Kiwis, it's all there. It just showed the depth and where we struggle is what's the first positions you pick in rugby league, bro, is your spine. We are no fucking halves, man. No disrespect to Aussie and Crichton, but come on, man. What NRL team would pump out Aussie and Crichton in the halves?
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
It took me back to the days of...
Not even a six. Go up to village games and... Well, they got off, and no one puts up their hand, and he goes, "It's all come out here." He got off at five, and Crichton, who I think, got the skills. But I'm a prop. I think Crichton's got the. You get the old prop story, go straight to second five, like, oh. But like, we messed with the front rank. It's a bit like that, bro, because it was just so weird. And like, man, I don't want to harp on Falongo, dangerous. But, bro, no one just gave him his debut. Like, the last game of the year, bro, he's still fresh as.
Right.
And I thought old Chan Kum Tong was a little slow and lackluster. I don't want this to break, because his career's just starting. But he needs to get fitter, man, and faster. He comes off the bench. I don't know, Roch, can you tell us about this? What's all here? Do you even know he's in your club, or
who you talking about?
Kum Tong.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, they made a big deal about his debut.
I saw him get his debut, and his family were there. Yes. Him. He got a couple of hula lules at the end there, and say, hey, good on him, mate. We'll see you next year.
Without saying his name and his service out of Dummy House, was more like, come on, mate.
Hey, man.
Not come down.
He'll just get better. He's like, young. He'll get better.
But yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to Sua Whalongo. So my son was at the game, towards more the Kiwis, and my son was like telling his mate, nah, I want to ask him, see if we're from the same village. So when he came around, my son Josiah forgot his dad's village, my dad's village. He knew that my dad was born in Falefa. And he goes,
you from
Falefa? And he goes, me,
Siumu.
And his boys will go, shame, you got it wrong. But then he clicked, he goes, I'm from Siumu. And then his boys go, mate. But yeah, so he said he's from Siumu. So I was like,
shout out to Sua Lauvi.
He got a contract upgrade off the back of that. Too, so good on him.
Get you all the best in your career, man. And
yeah, man, I heard he had a good game, mate. Yeah. He had a good game. I didn't watch it.
But for someone like, he come on and he was like, bro, he was the man. He was like telling everyone where to go. And like I said, bro, he's going to be magical in the next couple of years, bro.
Imagine,
he's playing up the system.
I don't know what's happening with Pappenhausen next year.
What are they trying to let him go?
Yeah, they're trying to let him go. So imagine if he goes, because I feel sorry for him as well.
They're going all in.
But Stuart Valongo's got their number one spot if he's...
interesting.
Bro, electric.
It's so unfortunate with Pappenhausen, eh? Such a talent and just unfortunate injuries, man.
Can't catch pace, mate. He can come back too, but yeah.
Imagine what he's going through just to get right.
His quality.
Just to get right and only to get injured.
Yeah, man.
What do you think of this Kiwi team, Tons?
The first half, just business as usual,
against the Samoa.
Like, there was a lot of position. I thought they were going to be able to do it. They just fell away. I don't know.
They were even, bro. But just, yeah, when it came to the crunch, we didn't have, like, Aussie's kicking game wasn't strong enough, man. They were coming up too easy, but.
So, you know,
let's wrap that Kiwis that game, Kangaroos team. What do you think of that game last week?
The anecdote for any haka. So like, that was the most awkward ending to a haka, bro. Because usually it's just the haka and then the other team will like either applaud or walk off. So when they stood there, I think all the Kiwis are like, so like, what do we do? So like they're not walking off. They're not clapping. What do we do? I don't know. Just stand here and just keep breathing and then... Someone just needs to go.
I think they're giving them too much time, man.
You don't finish doing your haka and you're standing 20 meters away.
Because that's the thing. It's meant to be like a fucking
thing. You walk up to the other team that never moved at all.
So that just shows like... And the Maoris did their fights and then they do the haka. When they did it enough, they're like,
unless their haka finished right in front of them.
No one wants to do that. They didn't get scared from our haka.
Yeah. But a couple of them did that right up in their face.
Yeah. That was a good standoff because that was just.
I think it was Samoa Kiwis one. Hey, because they went like hongi to hongi.
When you haka and your haka finishes in that position.
These guys have left.
Away, 20 they, meters back
they
and
clap now.
Sorry, they're staring at us. Let's walk up. That was intense.
So, and I don't want to sound like one of those, like, racist old queens. Like, but
you are. Just go.
Just
you
get
are.
On with it, man. Hey, like,
Just go on. Just go.
You know, like the first verse of the New Zealand anthem as well, mate.
This is not
you
like
you want to get rid of the first verse of the anthem as well, mate.
This is not fucking.
Wow.
Just get to the action.
I didn't say that.
Do you not like
I didn't say that.
Calling the country Aotearoa. Are you one of those?
I think there should be one version of the anthem. Nah. But it does, League, I think the boys are going too much, man. Over the top, eh? Let's go. I thought that it's better when they do it at the same time. Because now we do the tall one.
But yeah, the like Kiwis everything one, went wrong with that beginning of the game. Just a haka that didn't hit its mark. And then a kickoff that didn't hit its mark.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. What's just, such a...
Yeah. Roach said it in commentary.
The fading starts of the game. Hey. But then they fucking warm up, bro. And then they warm up. So we've lost that first kickoff buzz, man. Hey, off the kicker, the first one to take it up. It's like, well, now we're doing a fucking Pacific
Fest. Because they went hard out doing the haka in the Silver Coast.
Yeah.
And they're like, they need to.
And then it's
put so much intensity into that.
Come on, International Rugby League, fix that.
But it was interesting that Kiwis, because that was it's kind of like a preview to the final, because it's going to be the final game next week of that same game. So
Kiwis,
yeah.
How does this competition work?
Yeah. So Samoa lost to Australia.
And they play each other once, earlier. And that's it, final.
So the night Samoa of the wedding, I think Australia. They play the same night.
So Samoa. That's a three-way.
I think I saw the result in the morning. Yeah.
But
basically, with this Kangaroos team, I thought they're
Cameron Murray.
They got some players,
awesome
bro. They can pull out fucking eight ass plays, one on one, bro. There's some crazy.
Oh yeah, Harry Grant was
talent in that. But look at that bench, bro.
Yeah
but what's his name? Hamisol was awesome, all over, bro. Is it the worst game you've seen Jerry Manu play or what? Did he get carved from Hamisol, man? Just stood him up for pace a couple of times on the outside. And so he scored this, or he set up a try. So I thought it was kind of even, but they just had these players.
But even,
that
like, you know, they put a lot on Manu, but then they don't
out of
nothing, get
in. And this probably was the difference.
It's almost just like expect him wherever he is with the ball, do magic. But, you know, if he's in a good position, he can do a lot. But I think they're just expecting a lot from him.
What do you think of...
Foreign. Yeah, reinventing himself
the
again.
The old there.
Yeah,
at, right.
So Foreign...
No, he's
all
right, eh?
Pretty much the whole game. Did they pull him at the end?
Yeah.
He did well.
Nah. They got the halves to even it up, but...
Well, he was the one who set up
the biggest
try.
Thing with the Kangaroos, where that number nine, Cary Grant, when he comes on, man.
Quick.
Yeah.
Like, Kieran Foran, to me, he looked good, man. Looks good playing when he... I only saw the game against, you know, bits and pieces of the game against Samoa. I didn't see the game against Australia. But he looks good. Mm. Pretty good nick for early 30s, 32 now or something. So...
Hope so.
I think with the final way at home, well, these Maoris going to pack out Hamilton, man. Kiwi should use that, bro. Use their energy. If they keep it like a grinding type game, they've got the athletes to beat them, bro.
Mm.
I think they don't want to give. It's gonna be a good matchup in the forwards, bro. We got premiership winning props.
He got bumped off a few times. He got hammered.
You know
him
the
a few
Origin
times,
boys
but he
there.
Did because they didn't. Have,
well, it's a good.
Enough.
That's what I'm saying. Kiwis had their chances because they didn't get dominated or anything. It was just some of these superstars in the Kangaroos team who can just create. They got more players there, especially with Yale, Cameron Murray. They've got players who can ball play, bro.
As much as I want the Kiwis to win, you know, sentimentally I want the Kiwis to win, but man, with the talent that the Australian Kangaroos have, I just can't see it happening. It's just like you got Payne Haas, you got 10 or 5 minutes. Yeah,
but there's the thing, like, the Kangaroos have got enough talent that you could just release those boys to the Pacific Island teams if they wanted.
Meninga has anything to do.
They'd have a sook, but then that's not where we're wrong, bro. Because Bolo and some of those boys that played up front, we were on pressure for us as without Luai. And that was another thing, bro. Why didn't they pick Luai? Like, I know he hasn't been the same, but at least he's an established half. He can at least kick, but. And he's like, would have been a good chance for him to show.
Is he still got a contract with the Dolphins? Is he still contracted?
For a new contract. I think they're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.